Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
How long ago was this Kit Kat story originated?
It was like a year ago.
Oh, there we go. 7 months ago.
Oh, wow.
7 months ago, that kid had a Kit Kat stolen out of his car on campus at K-State, and it went viral, and Kit Kat gave him a whole – it was supposed to be a year's supply of Kit Kats, just a bunch of Kit Kats, like filled his car up with Kit Kats. That's what it was, filled his car up with Kit Kats. Well, he has now tweeted – his name's Hunter – he has tweeted, over 7 months and 6,500 Kit Kats later, the day has come where I'm down to the last box. And it was a picture of the box. So that in and of itself would be a nice follow-up here to a you-can't-be-serious story that we have had in the past. But it's extended from there because the official Kit Kat like Twitter account said that for every retweet he now gets, they will send him another Kit Kat. So this is not over. If Hunter was not sick enough of Kit Kats already, they are going to keep pushing this thing with another social media gimmick here. And so far, he has 328 retweets. But let me see if I refresh it here, if that changes. 331. He's now at 331. So if you go retweet the thing, it's at Jabbins, J-A-B-B-I-N-S, on Twitter. And the tweet was from yesterday. You can keep upping the amount of Kit Kats that he is going to be having coming to him from Kit Kat.
Does he eat one like when he wakes up every morning and eat one with lunch and one in the afternoon?
Yeah, I just anything good, like you can't have that much of something, but I'm sure he's been given a bunch of them away and find creative things to do with them, I'm sure.
Mitch, you got something good today?
Well, I Ticket IQ released a tweet saying Warriors fans, it would be cheaper for them to fly to Cleveland, stay in a hotel for one night, buy a ticket online, go to Game 4 tonight, and fly back. That would be cheaper than just buying a ticket to the Oracle for Game 5. They did the math. It would cost, as of right now, well, this was actually 3 hours ago when this tweet was out, and it's actually more expensive now. But the cheapest ticket for Game 5 at the Oracle for Game 5 is $726. Total cost for a round-trip tickets, a ticket to the game, and a one-night stay in a three-star hotel in Cleveland is $561.
Well, the people in California have the money to pay it, though. It's a little bit different, you know, living situation in Cleveland.
Well, and actually, I just looked up on StubHub what tickets are going for right now. Cheapest ticket right now for tonight is $260. Cheapest ticket for Game 5, which would be on Monday, $794.
Yeah, I bet those Cleveland tickets, there's got to be a flood of tickets going like into the marketplace, into the StubHubs of the world. Now that they lost Game 3, I mean, you really want to, even if they win, is really all that cool of a thing to be there for the one game that just extends the series before the inevitable death blow comes in California?
I'm going to make mine a combined effort today, both on me for how much I play Pokemon Go, and on you guys for how terrible your guesses were with how many Pokemon I have caught playing Pokemon Go.
You're pushing me to a side that I don't normally take, but I'm digging in. I'm proud of myself for being as off as I was with my answer. So, there.
It is still at 11,507. I have not caught one since then.
Please, let's not... Let's just stick to wrestling and whatnot. No Pokemon Go on the show. I can take the wrestling. I don't think I could take the Pokemon Go. Appreciate Kevin Haskin for stopping by today. For Mitch Fortner and Tyler Dreiling, I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to the game.